the greatest art of education and therefore of sadhana is to find for each one the right movement of acceleration. How fast or how slow you should move, that is where the wisdom of the yogi or the teacher lies. Not to put too much pressure upon the child, read, read, read all the time. And by reading a lot, he will certainly get good marks. But then, in many other respects, he will remain behind. And for which you have to pay a price afterwards. So you have to have a judicious understanding of the process of development, of evolution. And constantly you should see one important element in it. What is the aspiration? What is the intensity of aspiration? That will give you the measure. If there is a right aspiration, then you can give a pressure. If there is not that aspiration, then don't put too much on it. Wait. It's like a good cook. Slow fire, big fire. You must know where to put, at what time, and so on. So yoga is basically cooking. It's a gradual process by which we can become heated. It is tapas actually, all heating. So how to heat ourselves properly in the right way, that is the question. Come here, huh? Come here. Come here, come here.
The divine plan will be also
by
the divine.
Oh yes, divine is omnipotent. He is not bound by his plans. Oh yes, certainly. That is the freedom of the divine, because he has no barriers at all. What is it that controls him? His plan is the least that can control him. It is his plan, he can change it any time. Certainly. In fact, that is the real hope. All yoga is the prayer to the divine to change his plan so that a new world can be created. His present plan is he can go on like this for years and years and years. Etad mangalam idam mangalam. That is good, this is good. But if you are unhappy with the present, then pray the plan will be changed.
The aspirations are so strong and it's the same thing like you were talking about. Aspirations are so burning aspirations.
Yes.
But sometimes I find that my progress is not
in keeping with that aspiration.
The same ratio. It never can be.
Now we come to the main subject.
I was held up near that school, you know. Traffic jam.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
They choose differently because of the evolution.
That's right.
Their karmas.
Quite true.
Evolution and karma.
Quite right. Very true. Absolutely. In fact, the idea of same circumstances is only a superficial idea. There are no two identical circumstances for everybody. Each one lives in his kshetra, depends on kshetrajna. We now come to the 12th chapter, which is quite a short chapter, only 20 verses. It is elucidation of the last portion of the chapter number 11. It's a statement, a very short statement, of one of the most important statements of the Gita, which prepares an exposition of the remaining six chapters. A short statement which prepares the ground for a long exposition of 6 chapters thereafter. If that last sentence is not given here in this chapter, then you might say that the Gita comes to a culmination at the end of the 12th chapter. But because of that last sentence, which is very important, it needs 6 more chapters for exposition. Now, in what sense this chapter is an elucidation of the previous chapter? You know, one of the things we have been doing constantly is to see the link in the Gita. Constant. Right from the first chapter, we have tried to see how the argument gradually develops on and on and on. To show the, even though it seems very much winding argument sometimes, we have to see the linkages, and we have been doing this all the time. So, once again, I begin with that statement of linking chapter number 11 with chapter number 12.
The last shloka is linking, na? Mat karma krum, mat parvum, mat
parvum. That also, and before that also, ananya bhaktya.
Ananya bhaktya.
This is ananya bhakti. This is the linking point.
Achha, that is linking.
What is ananya bhakti? There are bhaktis. Shri Krishna, by showing himself in Visvarupa Darshan, which is the main substance of chapter number 11, he expounds the object of knowledge in its integrality. As we have been saying, the entire Bhagavad Gita is a book of integral knowledge and integral yoga. The object of yoga is the attainment of integral divine. The process is also integral. And the instruments also are integral. The divine that has to be realized is not merely the divine that is immutable and silent, akshara. The divine to be realized is also kshara, is also mobile, is dynamic. He is also that which transcends both mobility and immobility. He is Purushottama, the Lord who is at once quiet and dynamic. The Divine who unifies the whole universe. He is the one in many, many in one, one in all in one. The one who has sovereign will, which manifests itself at many levels, and although when it manifests in different levels, it seems contradictory very often, it is still the one will that is manifesting in the world. That is the real meaning of the Visvarupa Darshan. It's an integral vision of the integral divine. It is also a manifestation of the integral result of the integral yoga.